Carl said in the introduction, I have three children, so two boys, and they both have been to the press and have been to college, and they're both finished now, Carl, so it's great. They're at the other end. And my daughter, Roisin, who's still, she's in fifth year, going into leaving cert next year. But the thing that strikes me most in all the years I've been involved with the press, really, is the fantastic, well-rounded young adults that seem to emerge from the school. And in my very first interaction, so I went to an open evening in 2005 when Sean was considering going to school there. And I have to say, as we went around and we met the senior cycle students, you know, they were all so confident and they were so, like, well prepared. They were so courteous. They communicated with the young students and with the parents. You could see they had this great relationship with him. Sister referred to the great relationship with her teachers. And, you know, I came away having saw nothing of the buildings of your school as such, but with that impression of those, you know, students or young adults. And on my way home, I was thinking to myself, you know, wouldn't it be a fantastic outcome if my children could all end up, you know, to be as well-rounded when they would hopefully get into the press, but then get out, finish, that they would end up being as well-rounded as those students. And that actually became my aspiration for them. And I think if we can take, you have to take a very, very long view, you know, it strikes me that actually the points you get in your leaving cert are actually almost insignificant in the whole scheme of what you'll do with your life. And the other skills that you get, that you develop, or that definitely the press focus on developing, you know, skills like confidence and like being able to communicate, teamwork, all those sorts of things, that they actually stand to you much, much more for the 60 or 70 or maybe even 80 years of your life after your leaving cert. So I've often thought about what is it that the press and the teachers and the school does that actually produces, you know, these really well-rounded young adults. And there are two things that stick with me. I think the first is, it strikes me that all the teachers have this real personal and genuine interest in each student as an individual. And they understand, you know, they understand their backgrounds, they understand where they're from, they understand who they are, they know who their siblings are, they know what they've done. And I think in having that genuine interest, that they use that very well to actually guide the children, or the students, I should say, through their time in the school. But I think the other point, and again, Sister referred to it in her speeches, is I think you manage not to be petty. And what I think is really important about that, particularly at the age that they are, you know, mostly starting around 13 and finishing at whatever, 17, 18, you know, I think it helps these students develop an understanding of what is really important and what's really big and what they really need to focus on and what are all the small sort of unimportant things that they can let go. I'm not sure I'd actually have classified taking the car and leaving the car. but it looks like that was dealt with, that it wasn't dealt with in a petty way. And I think that's hugely important to the culture of the school. So I suppose looking forward, and maybe first of all just considering the environment, and, you know, despite this notion that this craziness around the points race will sort of ease off, if anything, that seems to have intensified. And what I see in that is I see all these students coming through with an even more competitive external environment than, you know, definitely was there, say, when my Sean started school. It definitely has got that external environment to get points in your leaving cert has got even more competitive. And, you know, I think that's a much more difficult situation for the students. And I do think that if the school can help those students actually develop those life skills, and I would say particularly teamwork and empathy, where they're not competing with each other, but they're actually working together and supporting each other so that they can all kind of meet their goals or their aims out the other end, I think that would be hugely beneficial for the students, you know, through their whole lives. But I do think as you move to your new school, and your very well-deserved new school, I have to say, that I think you really have to make sure you bring that culture, all those really good things in your culture, as teachers and as students, that you actually bring that with you. And I think particularly that interest, that like personal interest that you have in all of the students, because I think that's what absolutely shapes it. And I've no doubt if you do that, you'll continue for another, is it 70 or 80 years, a long number of decades to be really successful. So wish you the very best of luck and every success in that. Thank you.